what are the benefits that will be afforded me as a member of your organization or as an employee of your company? And of course, that's after we find out how much the salary is for that company or for that position with the company, I should say. Virtually every business in existence talks about the benefits, amen, that they offer to the people who purchase or participate or join in the services that they provide. I mean, every car dealer tells you why their car is better to drive, or their SUV is better to drive than their competitor. And then credit cards are asking the question, what's in your wallet? In an effort to convince you that you're gonna be better off with their card than somebody else's. Airlines, they wanna know who you're flying with, and they're advertising and have been for a long time that you're better to fly with Southwest or Delta or United, amen, because they are touting or talking about the benefits of flying with them. And certainly, restaurants and eating establishments all over the world, and particularly in the United States of America, where we love to eat out, amen. We love to go out and have dinner and knickknacks and snacks and stuff. So they're always advertising in an effort to convince us of the benefits of eating at their establishment. And then legal firms, they're advertising all over TV talking about the difference in their fees than the fees of other legal firms, because they believe that it is a greater benefit and one that you should desire. Then even institutions of higher learning are advertising on TV, and you'll see them in an effort to convince people to come to their schools that they have the best program, they offer the best benefits. And even to be bringing down to where it's even kind of relevant to this pandemic, even in the toilet tissue arena, Charmin is advertising, telling you that their tissue is better than Continental and others that are on the market. So when we look at it, you see that it continues on and on. Kleenex is advertising you, telling you why it's better to use them than to use Puffs. Amen. Starbucks is advertising, saying that their coffee is better than Dunkin' Donuts. When Gates and Bryant's advertise, they may not call each other by name, but their intention is to convince you that their barbecue is better than everybody else's. And then, just think about this. In the insurance industry, AAA has gotten into the business, and they advertise on TV. They put the price savings to convince you that they offer a better benefit to you than Allstate, State Farm, and GEICO. So when you look at this, you understand that benefits are really critical. They are key. They're important to people. And it even spills over into doctrine, the doctrine that exists in Christendom, that churches are literally trying to tell people that you're better off to be in our church than you are to be in this church because their doctrine isn't right. Well, the key is that we need to understand that there are benefits in being a child of God. There are benefits in being a child in God's kingdom, knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that surpass any benefit that is offered by any company and all companies collectively. Let's take a look at the text this morning. David, and this text is recounting, amen, all that God has done in his life. And David is illustrating something that you and I should practice from time to time. We should use it as a tool, amen, to encourage ourselves. We should use it as a tool sometimes when we are witnessing for Jesus Christ, amen, because it, if we took a survey, I believe the general consensus would be that God has been good to all of us. Amen. I believe that we would agree that every one of us has been blessed because of our knowing Jesus Christ and the presence of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. And see, we need to do this because sometimes we forget, amen, all the blessings, we forget all the benefits of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, or sometimes we just take them for granted. But we need to remind ourselves not to forget his benefits, especially in light of what's going on in the world today with this pandemic that has basically touched every part of our world and certainly our nation, and now is in our state and in our city. We need to be mindful. We need to be reminding ourselves of the goodness of God. And see, there's a blessing in remembering what God has done. He, you know, because if you remember what he's done, then you know that he has the power to do it again. He's not a one-time God, but God can do and replicate and repeat his blessings over and over. Those memories that we have of what God has done, they create hope. They create joy. They give us a sense of peace in our lives because of who God is. Those memories are very precious. So when we think about it, we need to encourage ourselves. Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." David speaks in the first person. Speaks in what about what God has done for him personally. And this is a hymn of David, and hymns are generally in the first sense. Amen. In the first person, I should say. And there are places, of course, in church for corporate praise, but this psalm is one that is being presented on a personal level as he remembers the things that God has done for him. See, corporate praise is good because sometimes we need to sing about what God has done for our people. We need to sing about what God has done for our nation. But the best hymns are those that are have a hint of intense personal experience. They become the unforgettable language of a person who has experienced or felt something, amen, in their lives. And they become congregational when men and women come together and we begin to sing them. But even some of those, if you remember, when we sing Rock of Ages, amen, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, it is still in the first person because we are collectively saying, "Lord, let me individually find my place of comfort and solace in you." David is encouraging himself to bless the Lord. And you and I ought to every day, we ought to rise with the intention of blessing God, amen, and he just calling himself to praise God, and urging him to do it from the depths of his soul. He says, "Bless God's holy name." And that is from the very deepest part of our being, amen, from our hearts and from our souls and from our spirits, we ought to offer and lift up praise and thanks to God. Perhaps David had just come out of a period of discouragement and depression. Nevertheless, David finds the courage and the strength to praise God and to give him glory. And in the midst of this pandemic, we have every reason to praise God. Amen. So we should encourage ourselves. Don't worry, amen, about where you can't go. Don't worry about what you can't eat. Don't worry about your habits of a lifetime, what you did on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just be grateful and give God praise and give him thanks and give him glory that you are well, your house is well, your family is well, your church is well, and that you can lift up the name of Jesus and give him praise. Encourage yourself. A lot of people, they're concerned about not being able to get outdoors. I like to get outside too, but I tell you what, I am going to stay in the house, do what I can, come out only when I have to, and abide so that I can remain healthy and serve God in days and years to come. Now, I pray that you will do the same. Encourage yourself. Now, remember the benefits. Remember all the benefits of Christ Jesus. Verse 2 of Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." For the sake of encouraging himself, the psalmist repeated the call, amen, to bless the Lord, to praise God. And in the midst of what may have been an emotional tailspin, he chose not to forget the benefits of God. Why? Because God is the source. God is the fountain, amen, of all that is good. The scripture tells us that every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. And we need to encourage our soul with all that is within us to praise and to worship our God. Half-hearted worship isn't really worship. Amen. Going through the motions, just coming to church, isn't really worship. Amen. Real worship requires that we employ, that we engage our whole being. And that is mind, body, and soul. Now, and forget not his benefits. God's benefits, amen, are both spiritual and physical. David enumerated, amen, the many blessings which the Lord had done for him. So let me move on to my third and final point, and that is that we should recount the benefits of knowing Jesus Christ. Psalm 103, verse 3 through 5, and I'm going to kind of deal with it in sections as we go through this last piece. Now, above all, God should be praised because he forgives all of our sins. Not some of them, amen, but all. All of our sins are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we recount the things that God has done for us, it, so to speak, loads our spiritual rocket of praise where we can send praises up to God. Because we always say when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen. As great as David's sins were, God's pardon of his sins was even greater. Amen. By grace, God heals the deadly disease of sin in the lives of his children. Amen. And with that, he takes away the plague of sin and replaces it by giving us eternal life and life more abundantly. See, until sin is taken away, we can't really receive the good things that God has for us. Now, remember that Jesus is the great physician. Remember that he is, amen, if you remember in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they brought a paralytic to him, and before the paralytic was told to rise up and walk, Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. Jesus, God, always places right relationship before the miracle or the blessing of healing that he's going to bring into our lives. So when you look at this, remember all of his benefits. Now he forgives our sin. The psalmist goes on to say, who redeems your life from destruction. Now, God redeemed David's life from the pit of sin. Amen. And God redeemed, and it was a pit that he had dug for himself. And when we sin against God, we dig a pit for ourselves as well. The pit is, for us, is that it breaks our fellowship with God. It separates us from his divine fellowship where we can call on him readily and boldly. But when we fall into the pit, we have to remember that we do have an advocate with the Father. Now, you don't want to be in the pit because the pit is dark. It's confining. It's imprisoning. It's a graphic picture of what human sin can bring into the life of a person. By his own efforts, David could not have delivered himself from the pit, nor can you and I deliver ourselves from the pit of sin. It is only by the delivering grace of Almighty God that we are brought out of the pit of darkness of sin into the marvelous light. God redeems us from destruction. Then he goes on in the next verse and he says, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. David is reminding us of another reason that we can praise God, because God blesses us. David speaks of loving kindness and tender mercies like a crown. And it's not a literal crown made of gold and diamonds, amen, that would be put on the head of a person of the royal family, but it is a crown more valuable than gold and jewels. This is the crown of God's divine love, of his compassion, and of his favor. So God gives us, when he delivers us, amen, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And he goes on to say, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your strength is renewed like the eagle. Now, this is not talking about fried chicken and fish. It's not talking about fried potatoes and onions. It's not talking about those things that we enjoy literally putting in our mouth. But it's talking about that which can only truly satisfy the soul. And that is the grace and the favor of Almighty God. So in doing so, when God gives us, fills our mouths with those good things, it is an experience tantamount to what eagles experience. You know they are long-lived, and eagles live to be over 100 years old. But at 100 or near there, an eagle will shed all of its feathers, called moulting, and they lose all their feathers, and those feathers are all replaced with new feathers. And that old eagle begins to look like a young eagle. They have the ability to fly with greater strength and accuracy because the wings, the feathers on the wings are new, and they are like being young again. So when God provides us with his comfort and his grace through the power of the Holy Spirit, he recovers, amen, us from the decay of sin. And he fills us with new life, with new joy, with new peace, with new understanding. Our hearts soar because he has lifted the burden of sin from us. reminds me of an old song we used to sing. See, we don't sing songs like this no more. But I just want to just share a little bit from the song itself today, and it's called Count Your Blessings. When life billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The next verse says, and you ever burdened with a load of care, does the cross seem heavy you're called to bear? Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Let me give you one more. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Count an angel. Amen. Blessings angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. We ought to just day after day, particularly while we're on lockdown, so to speak, just spend time not counting sheep, not counting our dollars, but counting the blessings that God has bestowed upon each of us. See, it may get darker before the light truly comes in this world, but I'm reminded of Jonah when he was in the belly of the fish down on the bottom of the sea. There he said, when my breath was fading within me, I remembered the Lord. You need to remember God and remember the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. You need to count your blessings. We need to remember that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came into this world, died for our sins, took all of our sins to the cross with him out on Mount Calvary. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb where he laid there all night Friday night and all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, Jesus got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, got on a cloud, went back to glory, sat down at the right hand of the Father. Oh, you need to remember all that he has done. Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. He is our advocate before the Father. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the bishop of souls. He is the one and only holy potentate. He is the captain of our salvation. The Lord God Jesus Christ is the day spring and the day star, our deliverer, the great physician, the bread of life, the light of the world. He's the head over all things. He's Lord of lords. He is King of kings. Remember the benefits that are yours because you are a child of God. The verse that I have clinged to in Psalm 91 is the verse that says, and it shall not come near you. I believe that I heard the Lord speak that in my spirit the other day. And every day I just keep remembering that God is my buckler and my shield. He is my protector and my keeper. He's brought me not just part of the way, but he has brought me all the way. He brought me through cancer. He brought me through a flesh-eating bacteria. But most of all, he brought me out of sin. And one day, oh, praise God, I'll meet him with those who know and love God. But until that day comes, Christian charity and friends, remember the benefits of being a child of God. Remember the benefits of knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. I'm going to ask you right now, if you're watching or listening in and you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask that you would bow your head and that you will repeat wherever you are with me the prayer of salvation and ask the Lord to save you right now. It's the best decision that you'll ever make. That is to have Christ in your life as your Lord and as your Savior. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need a Savior. I believe that your Son came into this world, that he died for me, that I might be saved. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Dear God, create within me a clean heart and renew within me a righteous spirit. I accept Jesus Christ today as my Lord and as my Savior. And I will trust him, and I will trust your holy word that I might persevere and that I might have the divine assurance that I am now your child of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you believe the word of God, you are saved right now. We will continue worshiping on Facebook until the mandate has been lifted related to our coming together at the church as a body of believers. So on Tuesdays at 7 p.m., listen in for our Bible study. Also watch for it on Facebook. Next Sunday, we'll be back here. Pastor Phil will be preaching, and we're always looking for a great word from the Lord, and he has opportunity to come. The pastor gets a chance to sit down and do ministry too. So thank God for all of you. If God has placed it on your heart to do it, and certainly Christian Charities, we are to support the work here that God has given to us as a church. Utilize PayPal on the church website, or you can use Cash App. And the church's Cash App tag is the $ CCC 11,000. If you are a friend listening in and you desire to give in support of this work, please utilize one of those vehicles in order to provide resources for the Security Church. Continue to minister to the people who are part of the state and those of the community. Let me read a scripture for worship and giving, and we're going to prepare to pray and give the Lord's benediction. Proverbs 3, beginning with verse 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. This is the promise of God. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with joy. God bless you. God keep you. With that prayer, let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for our time of worship, our time of exaltation. Thank you, Lord, for all who are here to serve and Lord, those who listened in, those who watched today, I just pray, Lord, that you would let this word, Lord, bless those who are listening and those who are watching, dear Heavenly Father, to be encouraged by remembering all of your benefits, dear Heavenly Father, because they are more than we can enumerate or cover in a sermon. And God, I ask that you would bless the Christian Charity Church family, especially, Lord, look at Deacon Lindsay, just continue to heal his body and keep Sister Lindsay as well, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you now would dismiss us from this place and never from your presence. Let us ever abide under the shadow of your protection and will walk worthy of being called your children. In Jesus' name, now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts, both now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen. God bless you.